besides Oryk. And there's a fellow named Louis Hector. Hector is a Florida lawyer. He's supposed to be very, very bright. I remember at one point we tried to get him either in the Pentagon or the Justice Department. I was working for Mankin there. They say that he's known well to Johnny Crooker. I have not yet called Crooker. And to Alan Boyd. And would be very good.
What we ought to get is someone that has no connection at any time with any radio, television, Kennedy. Cover up deals. Now that's what we want to be careful of.
That's what I told Jaworski after I talked to you about Oryk, and I think Hector fits that. But his clients have got to be checked, and they're hard to check until you talk to them. But I can talk to Crooker and Boyd and find out about that.
What I would suggest is I would think if they could, they ought to find one of the Jaworski and this fellow on the commission that handled judicial appointments. What's his name?
Jenner.
They ought to probably try to get some Midwestern lawyer that's away from the East Coast or away from any of these influences.
I've talked to Leon a couple times about this. His concern is that it's so damned hard to get anybody.
Yes, it is. I know it's hard. Sure is hard. But somebody sure needs to do it. They can really pass on judges right quick, so they ought to pass on. Maybe Rankin could help with his name. He had a bunch of young men on the Warren Commission.
Well, Ramsey, you know, Ramsey had a name, a fellow named John Crown, who he said was in Jenner's firm. He said he thought you knew him or knew of him.
Yes, I know. I know his daddy. He wants to be a judge, but I don't know whether he would take on something like this.
Ramsey said he was a good trial lawyer, and if he wasn't in a trial, he was sure that Jenner had enough clout in that firm to let him do it without...
Well, I'd be it. You asked Jaworski if he's Henry Crown's son. Is that who it is?
That's who it is, Mr. Yeah. President. Mr. President, I had a thought on the Wirtz thing when I went home last night. I don't know if it's of any help to you, but it confirmed when I discovered this morning that Wirtz and Reynolds together came over here last night to drop that letter off. Know this because Edgar Kaiser was walking across from the executive office building. He told me he saw the both of them sitting in the car. I think that whatever Wirtz did, and assuming you moved with some other person, suffrage or anybody else, that...
Don't ever mention that name again.
All right.
Don't mention it to somebody else.
All right. I have not, sir.
Yeah, I mean, but it's
right.
Bad.
All right. That Reynolds and Ruttenberg could be prevailed upon to stay at least until after the election. I don't think either of them would want to hurt the Veep and help Nixon, and I think I could talk to both of them on that ground after you made some kind of decision.
Yeah, I think we'll wait and see what happens. I'm disappointed greatly in Reynolds. I just don't want any part of him. Any for a second, whenever he wants to leave. He's been my star, and I want to make him Secretary of Labor, told Meany some time ago. But I'm hurt that he would be that way, and if his loyalty is to Ruttenberg and Wirtz instead of me, I don't want him in my administration, even if it's for a day or a week or an hour. And so that's my feeling towards him. He can be loyal to trying to have Ruttenberg take over the states, that's what it is. Meany told me this morning they had quite many problems with Ruttenberg. And they weren't for this. They just said they would go along with and object to it, but it's not their thing at all. And he furthermore says that troublemaker, Ruttenberg's a troublemaker. And he is symbolic of all that's bad in Washington and the states. We just got led into that one and tricked, just like you did the Wall Street Journal, Joe. Please put a stop on these interviews.
Mr. President,
you don't know how humiliating this is to me to see the White House used as a bargain basement for getting rich out of major corporations instead of saying we went to war for country and we don't know what we're going to do. We get all these things talked.
It's humiliating
to
me.
To the Goldberg thing, I'd really try to go back to it. And I'm going to tell every one of these companies and every one of these folks that offer jobs that it's just a very bad thing. Clark Clifford told me last night about some of the problems Truman had. And we're going to get the reputation of just being the Jack Valenti, Bill Moyers deal, you see. Now, they've included you as a big money guy, too, and you're not that kind of a boy. But all these big offers about you and Larry and so on and so forth, and you just ought to be seeing these fellas.
I see that. What are you doing talking to Manning? What does he want?
You know Manning, don't you?
Manning is a friend of mine, yeah. Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, is he interviewing you about something?
No, he wasn't interviewing me about anything. He's what he came to talk to me about is he's doing a special issue in April or May on racism in the United States, and he asked me if I'd write an article, and I told him I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's good. That's all right.
That's what he was in to see me about. And he asked me what I thought of
the idea. I have no right to pick your friend, but you know he's really not our friend, don't you? You know that background, don't you?
I don't.
Well, he's the man that leaked the story to the Washington Post that I was asking Hoover to go in the Dominican Republic that kept us from settling for years. And if you look at his background, you would stop looking and listen. That's why he's not over there anymore.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes, he is. Yes, he. Only one man knew it, he and Rusk. And Rusk told him, and he called the Washington Post reporter, and he was a guy on the payroll of the FBI. So... I just hate for him to be around the White House. And I know that he's a darling of a lot of folks, but I just thought you ought to know that.
And well, I didn't know that. I met him when I was in the Pentagon.
Yeah. Well, he's a... Just forget it. Just don't discuss it. But that's a problem with him.
Fine. I mean,
he's got other problems, but quite a bit of emotional ones. Maritime Commission during the war to avoid the draft. Things of that nature. And then jumped out of it. Just all kinds of stuff that way. But we don't want, he's an ex, we don't want to get in a fight with him, but I just sure as hell don't want him asking us about what we're going to do afterwards. And I would pretty well establish a rule that first I wouldn't see any newspaper man, friend or non-friend, but if you can for 60 days unless you're asked to. Second, I would ask them for guidance on what they think you ought to tell them. Harry said he was asked to see this man at the Wall Street Journal. When I saw this bastard that had 5 interviews in one day, I knew we were gonna suffer from it. Only thing I don't want to get, I don't care what you all do, you and Cater and Bill Moyer, Jack Valenti, for money, I'd rather you be remembered that you were dedicated men to country and didn't give a damn about money, and you're probably just going out and write. As far as the public image is concerned, it's just like almost getting an ad in the paper. And this vulgar thing, MCA, has got the biggest suit pending in the country right now. And
Christ.
For them to be hiring White House lawyers, you just, God almighty, it's worse than Matt Connelly.
Mr. President, 2 people hurt me badly on that. I feel as bad about that article. I think it makes me look like a cheap son of a bitch that's just on the
make. It makes the whole White House. That's what's bad. I wouldn't care if it made one of y'all look that way, but it makes it look like you got the Moyers and Valenti thing. And now y'all are coming on and you're just, goddamn, you're rolling in gold. Now, 100,000 is not a great thing, but if Cy Vance is down here working on you and MCA is working on you with a big suit over justice pending and with me telling them, please, be decent, and with the big railroads coming and then Time magazine and all this kind of crap, I just keep it to myself and pick out who I wanted and go with them, but God almighty, stay out of the papers. Tell Levinson to do the same thing and quit talking to him. I just beg you all, I just please don't want you to talk. I'd rather you just...
I haven't talked to anyone since you talked to me last Thursday.
I'm
through with that.
I just tell Levinson to do likewise, and I don't know how to do it, but just I would say when they come in and talk to you on these stories, I just think you just got to say, a lot of these things get blown up. I don't know what I'm going to do, and I sure wouldn't get into it because
some guys hurt me badly. Christ, Ben Heineman hurt me badly on that one. He talked to this guy. He called me afterwards and said he thought he'd been a big help to me. He told this guy that he'd pay me anything I wanted, and I don't know whether Wasserman talked to him. What Wasserman said to him, I know Wasserman talked to him because he called me up and said he did talk to him. I just I refuse to talk to that guy about anything specific. I did the quote about the $30,000 is accurate, and the quote about lobbying government contracts is accurate. I did tell him those things.
It's a general thing with me, just a general principle.
I agree.
That I just think it's you boys, and I just think you're destroying me with it, and I think we're going having lots of troubles, and these are ones we don't have to make, and so I would just be awfully, awfully careful. I'd ask the press office for guidance on what they want me to tell them, and then I'd report the goddamn thing. You see a guy, I don't care what he's talking to you about. If he's a newspaper man, I want to see what he's telling us, and we can finally get a little indication. Neil Sheehan's been calling each bookman, you see, trying to knock him off, and when we finally got an indication, why, we just told him to call Krim, and he called Krim and said, what about Krim? Said, first, we don't talk to anybody that hasn't asked for talk to us. Second, we haven't made up our mind. We don't know what we're going to do. Third, we won't till we get out of here. And fourth, of those who have come in and asked me, we've had the offers that are very good and better than any have ever sold for. Oh, he said, that can't be. Well, he said, it is. Well, he called back later and said, yes, I understand. I understand from to the three of them that this is right, but he said, I was writing a different story. So you see, if we can give a little guidance, we know what's happening, well, maybe we can meet the problems when we don't know, and just everybody in the White House talking. If I were president again, I would hire a man, give him this job and this line of description, job description, and I wouldn't include the press to any of them except the press secretary, and I'd let him make the appointments and ask them to, as a matter of personal loyalty, to stay off of themselves, and stay off of all of these comments on things. I think if Bill Moyers has just hurt us terribly, because he hadn't got a great job. Jack, I think, has hurt us. I knew better, told Jack better, but if he wants to be known as a guy that's a big movie man, that's all right with me. I think it'd be a little better if he didn't get in the salaries and get some of it. Didn't look like. I don't think the average guy that works for $8 an hour out here or $4 is very pleased with his man that go to the White House to get rich out of it. And I think that a fella, a lot of these folks, have concealed it pretty well. I mean, the guys that really rake it off. Now, Corcoran doesn't. He gets a lot of problem. But I think even Mike Feldman or Ted Sorensen or Arthur Schlesinger get by pretty well without a lot of this stuff attached to Lee White's and so forth. So that's what I'd like you all to work toward. Even though you make a million, just don't advertise it and don't talk to them. And just say, guess anybody can go to work for corporations. I won't go to corporation. I never would have left a corporation firm. I don't know what I'll do. Actually, then do it after you leave.
Problem.
Huh?
That's actually my problem.
Well, that's right.
And incidentally, Larry wants to stay in the government. He doesn't want to, you know, I saw that article, but he, you know, his conversations with me.
I would like very much for Larry to stay here and head up the task force to study the presidency, if he would do it. And I think he'll... He can lead into something very good, but then I think he can have a very rich experience moving back and forth. If he doesn't want to, though, if he wants a private job, I want him to have the very best. I just don't want the Wall Street Journal running ahead on it. That's all. That's the only thing I'm talking about. I'm for the boy, and I'm loyal to him, and I'm going to help him just do anything. But I'm going to ask these folks to quit talking to him. Yes, I just wish that you please not come around this White House. We'll just send out the word. Like I said to Jack Melendi some time ago, I said, now, Jack, if I need any of your help, I'll call on him. Otherwise, you keep your goddamn nose away from here, and he's never been in since. And I'm just going to have to say it to him, because I'm not going to last 2 or 3 months just to have him out here with Doug Kidder making millions, and you and Larry making millions, and Harry making millions, and it's just not good. And you know it's not good, but it's you always know it after it's over, not before. And I'm trying to warn you, and I wouldn't do this if I didn't love you. And
I know,
I just hate to see you get butchered up. You're not this kind of guy, and Larry Levinson's not either. If there's any guy in the White House that works for love and not money, it's Larry.
That's right, sir.